Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. Ringo Starr's childhood Liverpool home is going up for auction in March at the Cavern Club. There are restrictions on the new owners, however, so it cannot become a tourist attraction or a museum. Estimated price, $79,000. Liam Gallagher from the band Oasis has exited his Beatles film project that he's been working on for 16 years. The longest cocktail party was the story inside Apple Records based on the 1973 book of the same name. Philip Norman, who penned the Beatles book Shout and the John Lennon book The Life, is now working on a book on Paul McCartney entitled Paul McCartney, The Life. Paul is cooperating with the book, and it will feature many interviews of people close to Paul, all with Paul's blessing. It will be released on May 3rd. And finally, someone in 1976 had a brilliant idea of making a movie that juxtaposed Beatles songs performed by artists such as Helen Reddy, Leo Sayer, Tina Turner, the Bee Gees, and others with World War II newsreel footage. The movie entitled All This in World War II was a bizarre concept that lasted only 2 weeks in the theater and disappeared forever, until now. A newly re-edited version will be released in May under the title The Beatles World War II. I happen to be one of the people that caught it in the theater in 1972, and I still don't know what they were thinking. Check out rare Beatle sign artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at the newly redesigned rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.